This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Patello.
And I'm David Castleman. This is music from Pigpen Theater Company, a group of guys who originally just wanted to act. They went to drama school, and they figured that they end up actors in Hollywood or maybe on Broadway. But the guys in Pigpen were wrong. They formed their own theater company. They even started a band. And they say, don't expect your dreams to just fall in your lap. Go out and make them happen. IPR's Dan Wanshura has more.
Members of Pigpen Theater Company get asked a certain question a lot. How did they come up with their name? They have a number of different stories about its origin, but Curtis Gillen says he likes me and promises to tell it to me straight. Seven freshman guys arrived at Carnegie Mellon School of Drama in 2007 and soon found out about a week-long student-produced arts festival. Now, they were short on time, but decided to put a show together anyway.
We didn't have a name or anything, so literally the submission was due in like 5 minutes, and Matt was had the form in his hand, and we were all sort of standing around scratching our heads what to do. And
Matt Nuremberger is another member of Pigpen Theater Company, and that day he was wearing a shirt that had, among other things, the word Pigpen written on it.
We were like, how about Pigpen? And it just stuck.
We always thought it would change later. You know, at some point down the line, we'd get a good, you know, a new name.
So far, that hasn't happened. But one thing that has changed, though, is Pigpen Theater Company. It's evolved from a group of guys wanting to act in other people's plays and in other people's movies to a collaborative group that produces their own shows and more. Matt Nuremberger says it was almost like an infectious bug had bitten them.
And, I mean, that was, I think, an even stronger bug that, talking about the acting bug here, using the acting bug as a metaphor, I think that when that bug, making your own work, when that bug bit, that bug bite
was huge.
It was even bigger. And I think that, I guess, yeah, helped us jump over. It's like, yeah, whatever it takes to keep this going, whatever, don't give up the ship.
No, Mr. Matheson, I don't believe we need to take a vote. You see, the captain left you in command by the virtue of you being the most senior officer aboard this ship. And the truth is, you're not the most senior officer, I am. And I say we go west.
Well, gentlemen, you heard your captain. Westward ho!
Westward ho!
A captain waits it on.
Throughout their 4 years at Carnegie Mellon, the group honed their craft both on and off campus. After college, they moved from Pittsburgh to New York and started to perform their off-Broadway shows.
The waves, they break upon my soul for thee.
And so we were off. The weeks passed as we followed our new captain's command rough waters of the west towards a supposed paradise.
Pigpen Theater's shows are not musicals, but original folk music is used to drive the narrative. Early on, the music was more of a filler to cover scene changes. And Ben Ferguson says while they weren't great music makers in the early days, they were great music appreciators.
We had someone come speak to us when we were in school, and one of the pieces of advice they had given us was that music was the fastest way to the bloodstream. And we kind of took that to heart.
In New York, demand for their music grew so much that after shows, audience members began coming up to them, asking where they could buy their music. Soon, they even began doing music gigs around town, eventually landed some agents and decided, hey, let's be a band, too.
I stared at a bear listening close, nose up till the evening. Won't you share your thoughts with me, all the thoughts you seem to be thinking?
Well, admitting there are a lot of difficulties in transitioning between a theater group and a band, Matt Nuremberger says writing and performing shows isn't that different from writing and performing music.
Acknowledging that similarity, I think, helped us, I think, have the confidence to be like, yeah, so we are a band too. You know, we play these songs in our shows and they affect people in one way, and now we're going to take away the play and build up the songs and have a similar but entirely different effect.
And just doing it is the driving force behind Pigpen Theater Company. They say artists tend to pigeonhole themselves, and while it may feel more comfortable, it can limit opportunities.
I think one of the most important things that I think we all took back, took from school, was this idea of to make your own work, because never expect that job to be out there when you finally hit that the real world. That is not going to just be there for you unless you make it happen. Too well how to remember. Should I dream that the leaves, they don't ever stop their changing, no changing for me, oh.
These days, the seven guys from Pigpen Theater are working on some upcoming plays and are currently on tour for their second music album, Whole Sun. And they're not stopping there either. Plans are already in the works for their first book, and they've even begun experimenting with filmmaking. For The Green Room, I'm Dan Wanchura.
You can hear the Pigpen Theater Company at the City Opera House tonight in Traverse City. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio.
The Houston Ballet 2 is in town for a performance. This is the junior company of the Houston Ballet. Young dancers have to learn specific works by artistic director Stanton Welch, as well as classics like Giselle or Welch's new rendition of Swan Lake. Jack Thomas is a member of the troupe. He decided to become a dancer after he broke his leg in a skiing accident.
And while I was in the cast, I watched that movie Billy Elliot. And I told my mom I wanted to try ballet, and so when the doctors told me I had to do some sort of rehabilitation, they told me I could do ballet as my rehab, so I started doing it.
Now, if you've seen Billy Elliot, a big focus of that film is on whether or not it's manly to become a dancer.
Sorry, a lot of what we do can be very macho as well. We have to go to the gym, and we have to work out, and we have to be really strong so we can lift the girls and make it so that they look pretty instead.
Houston Ballet 2 performs Monday night. By the way, to inspire you with your two-sentence horror story writing, here's another contribution from an IPR staffer. Here's Morgan Springer.
They were looking for her wedding ring. They found it, half out of the coffin on the hand she'd used to try and claw her way out.
Leave your story on our comment line at 231-276-4444 or send it in an email to ipr@interlochen.org or leave it on our Facebook page and we just might read it on the show.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Michael Culler engineered the show. Peter Payette was our producer. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm Kate Botello.
I'm David Castleman. See you next week.